We all do this thing called self-talk. We create a narrative of our lives that we repeat to ourselves over and over again to the point where it not only impacts our lives, but defines who we are. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. If someone's been told from a young age that they're stupid, well, you can be certain that behind that facade, they're desperately telling themselves over and over again that they're stupid. If someone's had parents who spoiled them, you can be absolutely certain that they believe they're the center of the universe. I wonder what negative self-talk, what distorted narrative life's dropped on your head and in your heart that's robbing you of all that God has planned for you. Any psychologist will tell you that those narratives are difficult and for some, impossible to break free from. If this is something that plagues you, then what you need is power. Supernatural power, Holy Spirit power to set you free. And with all my heart, I know that today God means to unleash that power. Here it is, Psalm 19, verse 14. May my words and thoughts please you, Lord. You are my rock, the one who rescues me. There is power in God's word because He is your rock. He is the one who rescues you. And when you go to Him and pray, may my words and thoughts please you, He will answer that prayer. His Spirit and His Word will unleash a power in you, a power to change, a power for the truth to banish any distorted narrative that may be slowly killing you, that no amount of worldly help can ever come close to. May my words and thoughts please you, Lord. You are my rock, the one who rescues me. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The research is clear. Spiritually mature Christians are those who read their Bible, who receive God's word 4 times a week or more. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.